Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, what's up?
What is going on? Thank you for not saying local.
That was for the pre-show, okay? And, of course, the number one nighttime jock here in Tampa Bay, Florida, Mr. Joey Franchise, Wild 94.1's in the building.
We're here.
Yes, and if you are watching the recording of this video, yes, we are playing some Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 while we're getting warmed up, while we're keeping the Checkpoint XP audience entertained, because, you know, I'm sure they don't want to hear us talk all day and want to see some video game action. So
I don't know. I'm just going to look at me.
Oh man! So what's up? What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody in Geek Culture Congress Land? And today we're talking a little bit about everything. Apparently, there was some introduction to characters that we didn't even know that were in Infinity War and Endgame, the end of Endgame.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the directors let us know, and he had a interview, and he was talking about some hidden Easter eggs that a lot of people saw. Howard the Duck, of course.
Yeah, it was Howard the Duck.
And apparently, there was an introduction to Richard Ryer. They had a little Easter egg of Nova in that battle scene.
I didn't see the battle. It was actually in the big final battle scene.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, it was, and I didn't see it. I missed it. I don't know where that was. And
I've watched the movie like 13 times.
Yeah, no,
since I got it.
I have no idea when that happened. I guess supposedly when Howard the Duck came out of the portal. I guess that's the time that Nova came out.
Was it Nova or the actual Nova Corps? Because I know it was
supposedly
everybody from the Sanctum.
He said in a little interview. He said, "Look closely at that scene again, and you will see Richard Ryder in the background of the shot. Easter egg. Nobody's noticed him."
Yeah. And that came from who?
That came from one of the directors, one of the
Russo
brothers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was on Wired.
Nah, he just wants us to see
that's
the movie.
Wild, yeah.
He's just trying to get another view out of it.
They're trying to capitalize on these Blu-ray sales.
Yeah, man.
You conquered the top grossing movie of all time, and now you want DVD sales.
I really like that. I really like that that character. You know, I really like that.
Nova?
Yeah, I really like that character. Yeah, I really like that character. And
it'll be interesting because, you know, we never. One thing I was hoping that we saw in Endgame was Thanos take the Power Stone from was Xandar.
Yeah,
and we never saw that.
Yeah, maybe we'll get a Thanos backstory.
I hope so. Like, I hope that plays a part in maybe Eternals, maybe.
Mm. Right.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But I mean, there also is an Easter egg for Namor. We all know that.
Yeah.
That was the part where.
Well, we assume that.
No, but that's a perfect alley-oop there. That's like,
yeah, it is.
That's like, you know, Russell Westbrook off the backboard to James Harden you know what I mean?
What if it's just a regular fish?
Yeah, we are assuming
like some flounder. Yeah. Giant flounder. You know. Some mutated flounder.
Because Disney owns it, it's like the Little Mermaid. It's her father.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yo, that's where you can tie in the Marvel universe with the Disney characters right there.
That's true. That's true.
Ariel, bong, right there.
I'm sure they would love that.
King Triton, right there.
I don't know if they
want to
cross those cables.
Wakanda.
I don't think they want to cross those cables. But oh man, and talking about
they'd have their own version of Secret Wars. Yeah. It'd be like Lion King, so, Ariel,
Captain America takes on Scar.
Yeah, facts.
apparently, Sony has a brand new billion-dollar movie, their best movie of all time. Guess what that movie is?
What's that?
Far From Home, Spider-Man.
Oh, yes, that's right. The first billion-dollar movie.
Did you say billion dollars?
Yeah, billion dollars. Billion with a 1B.
I wonder how Toby and Andrew Garfield feel.
There's no way that movie.
I want you to share.
It was really
because
good,
the Checkpoint XP people are new to us, Tarek. Share your feelings about Spider-Man Far From Home.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd be
hating in a sentence.
Far From Home, bro.
In a sentence, it is the it's a more boring Spider-Man Homecoming.
You're wilding, bro. You're wild.
Wow.
Yo, pass the sticks, man. Let me see the sticks.
Oh, here you go. He's got he's playing computers. He's got to go back and fix it and put it.
You're losing two to computers.
Yeah,
but no.
Yeah,
Spider-Man Far From Home.
It's not too late to tap out. The computers take.
Definitely top 10. And here's the thing. Not only did it make a billion. MCU?
No.
You don't put that in the top 10 MCU?
No. I'm not sure it's better than Ant-Man.
Wow.
Whoa.
I'm being honest with you.
Wow. Ant-Man was, you know, okay. Ant-Man was a fun movie, but, you know, I don't know.
I'm not positive.
Well, listen, All I can say, the movie was obviously
it
that.
Defeated, so apparently it defeated Skyfall, which is a James Bond movie, right?
Yeah.
So
people
defeated Skyfall.
James Bond movies?
As far as Sony movies.
You still watch James Bond movies?
Yeah, there's plenty of people.
Yeah, yeah. Skyfall was a big movie, yeah.
That are still watching movies.
Hey, I like that. I like that. What happened to our cameras?
So
let's see if we can fix them here while we're doing our show.
Black Panther didn't make a billion? I thought it did.
You know what? That's a good question. Well, I think we need Joey Franchise to research that for us. How about that? While we are doing a show.
But listen.
See if you can reconnect to
the obviously it wasn't that bad because they're actually going to be re-releasing.
Wi-Fi here in the office is,
they're going to be re-releasing Spider-Man Far From Home in theaters once again.
It's a money grab. Listen, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. Spider-Man wasn't bad. But it wasn't like the hype on it.
Really?
Yeah, it was not nearly.
But here's the I don't know if this is going to be a trend for Marvel because we all know, like, when Avengers came out and they wanted to reach that number one grossing movie of all time, they re-released it with, like, that Hulk scene, deleted Hulk scene.
Yeah.
And a Stan Lee tribute.
Stan Lee tribute was.
So now they're going to do Spider-Man Far From Home, and they're going to add new scene. It's going to be a director's cut. It's not going to be like that whack, like, hey, we got a deleted scene or two that we want to show you.
I'm buying the DVD when it comes out. I mean, let's be clear.
But I think we're going to see the where he takes on the gang in the trailers that they never showed in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to show that. And I think a couple other scenes that were cut out. So I wonder if there's going to be any that lead to, like, Mysterio actually still being alive.
You think he's still alive?
I think so. No. I mean, the guy's a master manipulator. He manipulates everything you see.
We got the J. Jonah Jameson thing. We got Mary Jane knows he's Spider-Man. We don't need to have Mysterio alive. There's no plot reason for that.
But you do need it for Sinister Six.
You might be right on that.
What happened? You had enough?
I'm trying to get your video.
Oh, yeah. That's secondary. No, that's okay. Yeah. So talking about universes, comic book universes, or actually, I've been catching up on my Arrowverse.
Have you?
Yeah. I
honestly,
know.
I've tapped out of Arrowverse.
Yeah, I know. It's difficult.
You're the only one that's kind of still hanging on.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Because now he's what, Flash?
It's difficult.
And all types of stuff? Like Arrow's Flash, Flash's Arrow. Like, what the hell's going on over there?
You got the Infinite Earths situation going on, right? Listen, Speedy, if you have that much time to be bored, I'm really happy for you, man.
I was kind of bored. I was like, what am I going to watch this time? I need to catch up on my Arrowverse. You know, for the sake of this show, you know, I mean, come on. You know, you need to talk about.
You're making that sacrifice.
People like that.
That's what we'll do. I'll watch
the Arrowverse
good
stuff,
shows.
Right? And actually, what's coming up is actually pretty interesting. The Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, is it okay if I spoil it for you guys?
I'm not going to. Unless they make an Arrow movie, I'm not checking for Arrow.
Okay, all right. In case you haven't caught up yet to Arrow, this is your chance to, you know, maybe go check out another channel and then come back. This is your warning, okay? So, apparently, Arrow's going to sacrifice himself
to
monitor to protect the multiverse. Apparently, okay. So that's what they've been building up in the last season that he's going to pass on. Okay, so. I'm trying to get my thoughts together because not only was I watching Arrow, I was watching Flash too, right?
Oh, Flash.
So they're kind of combined and they're kind of both teasing this crisis coming up. Mm-hmm. So in Flash, Flash is more of like the universe traveling person.
Yes.
Hardly any tease except for like the end of the season,
mm-hmm.
for like a moment, you know. But in Arrow, it was like, oh yeah, you know. Like he had a conversation with the monitor.
I got to be honest with you. Your description
that's not moving me at all, bro.
It looks like it's interesting because all the press that is getting, So apparently the gentleman who plays the Adam on the show, I forget, Brandon
Roth,
Ruff,
I believe his name.
He's gonna play an older Superman in the Crisis crossover.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna reprise Superman.
Yeah.
For the show, and also his character as well, Adam character.
We're doing way too much.
Then I get with the gentleman, Burt, who played alongside Adam West in the Batman 66 TV show. He played Robin. Ward, I think his name is. Burt Ward.
Dude.
He's going to reprise Robin, an older Robin, for the show. We have Kevin Conroy. He was the one of the most famous voices of Batman.
He was actually at that Tampa Comic Con.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's going to be playing an older Bruce Wayne in the Crisis on Infinite Earths show. So, I mean, it's, you know, yeah, I'm interested.
You're
a
killing
bit.
Me. You're basically, it's like you're describing superhero Golden Girls. This is terrible. Yeah.
No, that's my other issue with it. So, it is kind of campy. Like, I was trying to, like, get to some episodes, and I'm like, man, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know, like, the seriousness is there sometimes, but then it's like they have the villain of the month, villain of the week, should I say, episodes.
Yeah.
You know?
But sometimes you just need to end. You know, sometimes
well,
you just need to say,
this is the last Arrow season. That's it. It's done.
You just need to say, all right, we've told all the stories. We can't come up with any new type of arrows.
Are you playing online?
I'm trying to figure out what the hell.
There's 12.
You want to go look. You want to go to
there's 12 flash.
Go to offline mode. Go to offline mode. Go back. Off. Go up. Offline. There you go. Yeah. I pick versus. And there you go.
I bet. Cool. Yeah, I only have this.
You got to turn the other controller on.
Yeah,
and I don't think I've gotten this far in the game at all.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
It's
I like Kevin. Kevin Conroy is going to be dope.
Yeah.
So you know, I think only problem I have with Kevin Conroy is, of course, he's the voice of Batman, Bruce Wayne, right? But have you ever seen him? His pictures?
No, I have not.
he's a lankly, skinny dude, man.
I mean, you know, that's what happens when you age.
Well,
maybe he had
like
a degenerative bone disease.
I don't know. Like, dang, he's going to be that old of a Bruce Wayne?
Disease, something the Joker did?
But yeah. Think about all the old Bruce Waynes that we've had in animation and in the comic books, like, you know, Batman Returns.
I don't want old Bruce
Dark Knight
Waynes.
Returns.
I'm one of those purists. I don't care.
But
Bruce
he's,
Waynes,
you know, still, like, he has that
vigor?
No, it's not animated. This is Crisis on Infinite Earths that is going to be the next upcoming crossover for the Arrowverse, which is on the CW. So it's going to include the Arrow show, the last season of the Arrow show ever. There's another season of Flash. Supposedly, the whole Flash season is going to be about the Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah.
Apparently. Supergirl. And then we have the Batwoman show coming soon. And then also the Legends of Tomorrow. Which,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if there's any fans of that.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah, he's... Yeah, Omega. People are talking to me on the chat here, so sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
But Omega Woodall is saying that, yeah, he doesn't know if he has the look of Bruce. And, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess you could do a lot with, you know, magic, you know, TV magic.
I mean, I am glad that they're doing that storyline, because it's a very popular storyline in the comics.
Right.
But it's something they probably should have done earlier when we were all watching it.
So we have a final release date for Disney Plus, which you've been waiting for to get.
I'm very excited about Disney Plus.
Yeah, you're gonna chat. You're gonna get the whole package.
I'm gonna get the cheapest one where I can just watch some Marvel stuff. I just want to see.
So disappointing, Tarek.
Listen,
come
on,
you gotta invest. Gotta invest in your craft. Okay?
I'll be sharing somebody's password.
Yeah, hold me down, man.
Yeah.
So we got a date, November 12th, 2 days after my birthday.
Hey,
all right,
happy birthday gift right there for you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What show are you looking forward to most on Disney Plus?
I just want to see them all. I really don't have one that I say, oh yeah, I really want to see more than the other. I think I want to see them all.
That's such a cop out.
It
man.
Is, but I have to see them all. It's just like we just finished talking about the Arrowverse. Like I caught up on Arrow, and I'm like, all right, I got to catch up on Flash. I caught up on Flash. Now I'm trying to catch up on Legends. When I'm done with Legends, I'm gonna try and catch up on Supergirl. So I'm ready for what's coming up.
You have no space for hobbies, do you, Speedy?
This is
you're
my
catching
hobby.
Up on all
what
these
are you
things?
Talking about? This is my hobby.
Okay, this is your hobby. All right, I'm. Winter Soldier and Falcon. That's the one I'm...
Yeah. Are you guys fighting each other or what?
No, we are not.
This is disappointing. Give me the controller. Let's go.
No. Winter Soldier and Falcon is the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, but WandaVision, just because it's leading to Doctor Strange, who I'm actually playing with right now, in the multiverse. Because I know that's going to tie in...
Oh, WandaVision is
directly.
Yeah.
So do you think that WandaVision is going to be the intro to mutants in the MCU? You think they're going
to
make that happen?
I think everyone's going to have to wait for the intro to mutants.
Yeah.
I think it's too soon. If they've already shot these things, you know, like if it's going to be coming out in November, WandaVision, for instance, when does that come out? Is that November also? Or is this the
I don't
debut?
Know. I don't have the thing here.
If that's it's already been shot, they're not going to have a chance to introduce mutants. I don't think they know how they want to introduce mutants yet.
Hmm. Did you ever catch up? Did you check out that book that I told you, The Powers of X?
I did not get a chance to check that out, no.
It was the proposal leader talking about that Maria McTaggart, her mutant power is reviving herself, you know, not reviving herself, but reincarnating herself.
Mm-hmm.
But she always remembers the memories, so she always tries to change what happens.
Yeah.
So they're trying to say that that's going to be the intro to, they're going to use that something of that, maybe not that full context, but something like that to introduce why mutants were not involved in anything that's happened so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. You see? I agree. I'm here with you 100%. I mean, you're here. Like, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
You know? You know, the speculation is wild. This is wild out there.
I'm not a fan of that premise, but
I think Kevin Feige loves all the speculation. What do you
think? These guys are right. You know what? It keeps them in the conversation consistently. I've yet to hear anything about DC. Like, Marvel just continues to just do it right.
Yeah.
Like, from the comics to to the movies. It's like, I mean, how many times do we have to sit here and watch Endgame to catch all these Easter eggs that are going to lead into Phase 4, 5, 6, and 7.
You know, this would be a great time for another comic book chain.
Yeah?
This would be a great time for Image to, like, bring back Wildcats. Or
Well, as opposed to that creator, the guy he's the co-creator of Deadpool, the guy who did Wildcats.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, oh, I don't ever want to touch that ever again, something like that. He said in an interview, yeah. I read that.
It'd be great for somebody
Could
to
be wrong.
Back.
Sorry,
or
I apologize.
Savage
if
Dragon,
that's incorrect.
Or, you know, I think they're doing Spawn.
I do like Savage Dragon, though.
Yeah.
And they had a couple of animated shows of Savage Dragon before.
They did have an animated show.
Yeah. A lot of people like that animated show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically like one man A team.
Yeah. It was like an A team. Like a mutated animal A team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He all kinds of different. That old captain is like, all right, Dragon, I'm tired of you destroying everything.
Speaking of Spawn, real quick, like, what's going on with that movie? Because I heard Jamie Foxx is
spearheading it, just as Mahershala Ali spearheaded it, Blade.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx is rumored to be spearheading Spawn. I think they're doing it. I think Todd McFarlane, is looking to direct.
What did Todd McFarlane do again?
He did Spawn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he did the animated series also. I think he's looking to direct.
Interesting.
So that's supposedly still happening. But who knows, man? This is Jamie Foxx we're talking about.
Yeah. Todd McFarlane wants to direct it, I believe, and write and make them use his script. Like, he wants it all his way. His way or the highway.
Yeah.
That's his take on this new iteration of Spawn. So
I think if you get the star power, if Jamie Foxx gets the script and really likes it and wants to do it, and then Todd McFarlane, they'll do it. I don't know what studio would do it, though.
I think he's got to make it happen.
Like, New Line, like isn't some, New Line?
He's got to get somebody, one of these companies with money to say, okay, yeah, we'll invest in this. You know what I mean? I think that's where it's at right now.
You know, maybe it doesn't have to be a $100 million film, though. Because Deadpool was $72 million it cost to make it.
Technically, he said he wants to make it like a horror movie. So, I mean, you know, I know a lot of horror movies that have made it happen with a lot less. You know?
Yeah, have you seen some of these horror movies, though? I've seen some good ones.
I'm being optimistic.
That's a Netflix and chill thing.
So, talking about Marvel versus DC, supposedly Jason Momoa has seen the Snyder Cut of Justice League.
He's seen it. So, Jason Momoa
has seen it.
Okay.
Supposedly.
Will it see the light of
and
day?
And he said, in an interview, he said it's sick.
Sucks?
No, sick.
Oh,
like,
sick.
It's dope. Like, it's like. It would blow everybody's mind.
What did we not see?
Well, from what I read, because I think on, let's see, oh wait, Omega Weedall's talking to me. I'm just glad X-Men is out of Bryan Singer's hands. X-Men out of Bryan Singer's hands?
Yeah, I'm glad it's out of Bryan Singer's hands. Yeah.
That needed to be done, and I'm so glad that's back where it belongs and people who are going to do it justice, you know?
It was done justice, though. Everybody needs to get over themselves. They did 10 movies.
I didn't dislike.
Six of them were good.
I didn't dislike which is Dark Phoenix, you know?
Oh, for X-Men? Yeah, they tried.
They did 10 movies. Six of them were
and
good.
You gotta understand, they started it back in, like, what, 01?
99.
Somewhere?
Yeah. I didn't dislike Dark Phoenix.
No, it wasn't awful.
It wasn't that awful.
It was just nobody cared. You know,
put it up against what's going on, you know, like. Endgame and all these great movies.
Listen,
you know?
If you're going to go meet the Wu-Tang Clan, and they're like, yo, I'm going to meet Meth, and then you get there, it's just you, God, and Master Killer. You're like, oh. They're in it, but
yeah,
that's what Dark Phoenix is to Endgame.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. I don't
know. So speaking of friends, so we were going to talk about this before. I think I'm the only one that's seen this.
Which one?
The Boys.
The Boys?
Oh, yeah, you are.
Oh, wait. Before we talk about the Boys, the Justice League thing. So apparently, like, all that Nightscape stuff was, like a thing in the movie. And just to make a long story short, supposedly the reason why Flash went back in the past was to tell Bruce that Lois Lane was the key for Superman not losing, going crazy, and turning into the Nightscape.
Yeah.
So that was it. It's like the Injustice story, kind of. That's right. What it was, you know? A little bit, you know? So, in a nutshell, that's without trying to go on the internet right now and finding the source material. But apparently, like, all that's tied together. Like,
yeah.
And then when the other director came in, that's why I was like, when we saw it, it was like, muddy. Yeah, muddy's the word.
But you know what, man? I will say this. In hindsight, yeah. Justice League, not terrible.
No, it wasn't.
Not terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
Not good.
Hit your camera there, Joey. Yeah, bam. Good. Yeah, terrible. Not terrible like our Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
for real.
But they just need to. You know what? I watched over the weekend.
Yeah.
Don't be mad at me.
What's that?
I watched Green Lantern. I watched
the old Green Lantern.
I watched it when it was on TV.
Yeah, it was on television.
So
was
on FX. What was the number viewing that was for you?
That was number three.
Number three? So
yeah.
give us your take on number three viewing of the Ryan Reynolds Green Lantern.
I mean, it's still pretty. It still has some issues. But
no, you know where the issue is right there for me? You know what it was for me in that movie? I know if it was for you. But when they're in like some office, whatever, when the villain comes out, like the movie just completely like derails right there.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern wasn't bad.
No.
It's just, you know.
It was just a bad. They set him up.
Yeah, they set him up for failure. Set him up for OP.
Pass that controller, bro. What's up?
Oh, my fault.
Take it out. We're not playing against each other. What's up,
man? Joey has a
I know. He like locked
man,
everybody out.
Names, bro.
He is actually
he
assembled
everybody out.
This is how nerdy.
I'll close it.
This is how nerdy Joey is. He actually assembled the defenders.
Main menu, bro. Come on.
Here's the thing: when it comes to me playing Capcom versus Marvel,
uh-huh.
or Marvel versus Capcom, yeah. I'm always like selecting Marvel characters.
Yeah,
I never play with like that. Capcom characters.
That's yeah, wrong with like that. I feel weird running around with Mega Man.
But that's nothing wrong with that. But yeah, main menu.
I will say the Strider is the first video game I ever loved.
Versus, there you go.
You guys ever play Strider?
No.
You're too young.
Yeah.
Strider was the first video game I ever loved.
Option.
Strider.
Oh, okay, I got to press option. Yeah. There
I
you
was
go.
Google that. That doesn't even sound familiar.
All right.
That's who that dude is. Was stabbing with
So tell me more about the Green Lantern there.
Yeah, the Green Lantern, it's, you know, it still has some good moments in it, man.
Look,
They pulled it off. They pulled off the whole look of, like, what the Green Lantern can do.
Yeah?
So it wasn't, I'm looking at movies in hindsight and being like, maybe I was a little too harsh.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That middle part, it's like a train wreck. Like,
yeah,
like the movie's
terrible.
Going good, mm-hmm. and then when it gets to that middle part where the villain comes out, that he reveals himself,
yeah.
the Sinestro or whatever, or I guess
Sinestro's not the villain.
Whenever the villain is Sinestro, I think it's the like the brain of the Sinestro planet
it's not Sinestro.
Or whatever.
Whenever the villain is a cloud.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah,
you're gonna have some issues.
Yeah.
Remember Fantastic Four?
Yeah, it was Galactus.
Rise of Silver Surfer.
Yeah, it was a storm cloud.
I'm fighting with this Wi-Fi here.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
So can I tell you guys about the Boys?
Oh yes, tell us about the Boys now because I'm excited to see.
I got
that.
More of this Justice League stuff like that I'm curious about. Did they hint at Green Lantern?
Oh, you've been beating
it?
Me up while I've been just here.
You got multitask, baby. Did they mention Green Lantern in it?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Justice League? They just had it in Justice League. Oh, so apparently that time travel, that flashback battle. Remember that flashback battle?
Yeah,
where there was a
where they all were fighting the people of Apocalypse.
Yeah, there was something important there. apparently.
Well, they showed the Green Lanterns in that scene.
Yeah, he was. There was Green Lanterns in that scene.
Yeah,
and there, apparently there was something important in that.
Yeah, like because the ring was like floating around at the end after they murdered one of the dudes from the Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Justice League is I don't know if we need to see director's cut.
Oh, I didn't even get a chance to
cut that. I don't ever want to see that cut.
I'm kind of curious.
No, it's why
too,
not?
Because too late.
One thing I hated about it was how they brought Superman back to life.
Yeah,
that was so.
Like,
trash.
The whole thing was convoluted.
Like, and I'm thinking to myself, I understand, like, Zack Snyder, why he left the movie in the first place, mm-hmm. Deal with a family issue. But then I'm looking at Josh Whedon, like, come on, bro. Like, you did Avengers. Was that, like, a setup?
Was that Josh Whedon?
That was Josh Whedon. That movie? Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, he was supposedly the same. See, I was trying to fix Tarek's camera, and you're beating me up.
You can't. This is your game.
Destroying you right now.
I know.
You're getting beat up by yellow and Wolverine,
sorry.
Too.
Look, I'll even pass the controller.
Not even, maroon and yellow.
The playground rules. Pass the controller. All right. So what else we got? Oh, man. Breaking news that happened, I believe, yesterday. Have you watched He-Man before? Because you're a little younger than us.
I saw something on Instagram about it.
Me and Tarek, you know
I had never watched He-Man. That was before my time.
No, that was before your time?
That was before my time. Well, unless they showed on, like, Cartoon Network or something.
There was
like
another.
That.
There was a second He-Man that came out in like 2002.
Yeah, that was.
It was awful.
That was the movie, right?
I'll be honest.
The
with
movie,
you,
that live action movie.
It was a series. No.
Oh yeah, was it a series?
It was a series. It came out in like 2002.
I don't remember
like
that.
It was terrible.
Really? Yeah. Now I'm gonna have to look that up because I don't even remember that.
I'm out in these streets with this
see your camera works there.
Okay.
And see if we can get you back. Get your back, your face here on the show. Apparently, Kevin Smith and his team are doing a continuation of the stories that were already built on the original stories
from He-Man.
So he's going to have a definitive ending, and the animation company that's doing it is the ones that did the Castlevania anime on the Netflix show.
Okay, well, that was dope.
So that was pretty dope.
Yeah.
So I think definitely has the chops to make it happen. Right now, the buzz on the internet is really good for it. So, people are hyped for it. So, I think Kevin Smith doesn't do wrong when it comes to
Listen, I'm
genre stuff.
I will go just for to see Skeletor's insults. That's the best part. He-Man.
Well, it's gonna be on Skeletor. Netflix. So it's gonna be on Netflix. So you can binge it.
I know that Skeletor was a savage with the insults.
Yeah, man, he was great. Yeah. Dude. He's great with the insults.
Omega says that second He-Man was really bad.
It wasn't.
Now I need to see it. Like, it was so bad that it got wiped from existence.
Yeah, man, it was really bad.
But they had, it's gotta be on YouTube or something.
Like the origins of Orko or something like that.
Oh, wow.
But it was pretty bad, though.
Yeah, that's horrible. That's no bueno. No bueno, no bueno, no bueno. I'm looking forward to that. I hope they do it justice.
Man, that's actually, I like the superhero stuff, but. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that? Like, he's going to make it like a definitive ending to it, like a definitive final battle.
Well, listen, as long
that's what they're selling it as.
As long as they bring in, I'm dead. As long as they bring in She-Ra at some point, I'm Gucci.
Well, I don't know, because they have this like teen version of She-Ra that they rebooted on Netflix for younger people. Yeah,
I wasn't
aware of this. It wasn't. It's not that great. It's cool, I guess, if you're a kid, you know. But like for fans, they were tearing it up. They're like, oh my god, what is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of like that Thundercats Go that they were going to come out with. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that?
Yes. Yeah. They never did come out with that?
Yeah, but I don't. It wasn't that level of like hyperactive, uh-huh. like in your face cartoon, should I say? Mm-hmm. But it was pretty close, supposedly. What's on Netflix right now? So I don't know if you want to check that out.
No. Not at all.
For some comedy, right? Comedy. So.
There's going to be plenty of Netflix comedy specials coming on that I will check out for comedy. Thank you very much, Petey. I appreciate your offer.
I'm going to say the name on that. Oh, man. Also, I'm going to be in Kissimmee, guys.
Okay. What's going on in Kissimmee?
So you guys know that I'm editing Albert King's comic book,
the
Alien Knights comic book.
Mm-hmm. Might be not familiar with it.
Oh, yeah. So I'm editor of my friend's comic book. He has his own comic book, which is called Alien Knox. It's on the Artemis Comics, and it's available everywhere, Comixology, wherever you want to go get it. I'm just editing his story. I did not write the story. I'm just trying to help him make it more clear and concise as possible. And
Pops for not taking credit.
Yeah. No, I did not. I did not write the story.
You right definitely slid your name in there.
No, I did not write the story. I'm just the editor. I am only the editor. But remember when he did? He came to the show. We had him on the shows. Everybody wants to check that out on the older show. They just go to the website or go to our check out our podcast feed and check out his show. But you remember we checked out issue one?
Yes.
And we both had a conversation on the side. We were like, you know, it was a little rough. It was a little rough, you know. It was interesting, but it was rough,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, no, he had a great plot.
Yeah, so so I finally talked him into redoing issue one.
Okay.
Yes.
Redoing it completely.
Not completely, because I couldn't bend his arm enough to undo it to redo it completely.
Artists are sensitive about their stuff, man.
Yeah, well, you know, his issue was he had an old program. Mm-hmm. That's why the art was different from the art that he's doing now.
Okay.
So he didn't want to change that art because it took him a long time to do it on the older program, whatever. Yeah. I was like, okay, buddy, no problem. But he added some new panels. We added some panels that were originally cut out. We combined some plots, some... It will go. Remember, it will go from one plot to another plot, and you're like, "Wait, what happened?" You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I did my best to combine those plots. They're about as together now as I can do it.
Well, Speedy, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be as harsh on you as you were on him. it better be tight.
I try my best. I try my best, but no, it's good. I approve of the final product so far. Hmm. So, he's coming out with issue one. He is going to be exclusive at the Kissimmee Con, which is called the Infinity Con. That's going to be in Kissimmee at the Osceola Heritage Center over there on outskirts of Orlando.
Hmm.
So we'll be there. I'll be there all this weekend signing and with him as well. He'll be signing him as well since he's the creator and artist. And I'll be out there. I'll be out there representing Geek Culture Congress. Anybody wants to come talk to us? That's this Saturday and Sunday. That's at the Infinity Comic Con in Kissimmee, Florida. That is in the Osceola Heritage Center, outskirts of Orlando.
Okay.
About south of Universal, you know? So I'll be out there. Go check me out and... you know, hopefully check out my edit of his issue one, and then check out the other ones, which I also edited too as well. We're working on issue four right now, so we're about three issues in.
Can I?
Wait, what's going on here? What are we doing?
It's so
here,
hard to run from this little ball of destruction.
Oh man.
So everybody that's watching the live feed here on Checkpoint SP, if you want to chime in on something, some breaking news, something that's bothering you, or something you just want to talk about here and on the show, get in the chat here and let's talk, man. Bring up something, and we'll talk about it here on the show. Other than that, I think we're just here playing some video games.
I definitely want to talk about the boys.
Yes.
We've been definitely shutting you down.
Yeah.
I did. Okay. So, finally, your final spoiler-free review of The Boys, Mr. Sarek Lewis, available on Amazon Prime.
Perhaps the best comic book television show ever. I'm saying that based off one season.
Yeah.
That was dirty.
It was dirty.
Omega says also is dope. Only three episodes in, he says.
Oh man!
Oh, wow. Don't spoil too much.
Listen, it's so raw. I loved Punisher. I loved Daredevil.
Yeah.
First three seasons of Flash.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Jessica Jones.
That's a controller.
I like
smoke with me, man. I just body all y'all right now.
All right.
I gave you a little trouble that time.
All right.
I like Jessica Jones, but I think this is the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best one, man. Even the so-called, because there's no real villain. I mean, there is, but.
Is it like society?
It's very hard to tell. Like the lines are very skewed, and the acting is amazing. There's no hokiness about it, and if there is hokiness, it's like on purpose.
Oh wait, I don't want this character select.
Don't be judging my character selection.
Hilarious. Like, so I did random last time.
Based off of just one season, I think it's the best comic book television show I've ever seen. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I got to steal your Amazon Prime account so I can watch it.
Well, Speedy, that's a little too personal. Next thing I know, you buying turntables.
Yeah, you know.
forgot to switch the card out.
Oops. Like, dang, you know what?
Sorry,
these new,
you get the Amazon alerts.
Maybe I download
Serato
it for you.
Dropped a new program.
Yeah, I'm going to download it to my Pioneer hard drive for you. I don't know about that.
Yeah. But no, that's something I definitely want to check because everybody just keeps telling me about it. Because I think it's like, you know, what if being a superhero was like a job, like kind of like a job, like the government or, you know what I'm saying, kind of got a hold of it.
Yeah.
Kind of like what they were trying to do in Civil War, right?
Right. Yeah, that's basically it. And also, what if people who just sucked got superpowers? Like, everyone who gets superpowers, they're always like, cool. And, like, they want to do better, you know. Not everybody had an Uncle Ben in their life.
Nobody was ever told, great power comes great responsibility. Yeah. Somebody did not have that talk.
Yeah, somebody in the projects is getting superpowers.
Yeah.
And they're not doing nice things.
And you can't do it. It becomes like a 6ix9ine situation. Yeah. You know what I mean? Where you just got all these hood people just like, you know, and you're just a mascot.
Yeah.
With some sort of talent.
You could just use it, you. You use your superpowers to cheat at spades.
That's funny.
How come I can't take on my...
One thing is, why is Marvel vs. Capcom never really got... I don't know.
Why is it
I feel like Street Fighter just gets more notoriety than this one does.
Because it's basically Street Fighter.
True. It's a Street Fighter with Marvel characters.
Yeah.
It's dope.
I would say that Marvel vs. Capcom has the best trailers.
It says, random butthead gets superpower and is still a jerk.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just, you know, some guy who's trying to pick up women in a nightclub and this dude just gets laser eyes. Like, but he's not going to be cool.
So it's basically like, you know, somebody who just has superpowers and, like, would get, like, go to a club and try to hit on a chick and just show off his superpowers.
Yeah. Use mind control.
Damn, that's cold. Like, that's like a whole other form of Bill Cosby right now.
Yeah, man. That's the whole other. Listen, these dudes are, and women are just complete scumbags in the show. And it's great. It's great. They're very selfish. And it's funny. It's actually a funny show. So I highly recommend it for anybody out there watching.
It's like dark comedy, right?
It's very dark, yeah. Also finished Attack on Titan Season 3.
I don't think I've even
caught
wind of that.
You're not anime guy?
Oh, no. I just can't do anime, man.
This one's good. I mean, there is a lot of staring into nothingness.
Yeah.
And making that classic anime noise.
Really?
Yeah, you know, you get punched in the stomach in anime. You got to make that noise. I finished Season 3, man. That's probably my favorite anime ever. Attack on Titan. Which is weird because it's not an attack on a place called Titan. It's just Titans attacking. I don't know who decided to name it. X whatever has a nice ring to it. I'm good. I'm good.
I think my camera is...
I got it.
Did disconnect your camera? Yeah. Let's see. So highly recommended.
Yeah,
I'm gonna check it out. I actually have it ready to go when I get home.
How'd you get it, Speedy?
We're not gonna talk about that.
That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk about that. But I will have it. I will have it to watch. Yes. Hey, go check out your camera right now, Joey.
Got it.
All right, cool. But yeah. Oh, man. So, shout out to everyone here on Checkpoint XP Live with us. We are Geek Culture Congress, and thank you so much for tuning in and continuing with us here. Anything else? Anything else going on?
Correct you. What's on up? The whole Nova thing.
Is it fake?
The Russo brothers admit Nova isn't in Avengers Endgame, which I kind of felt
fake.
Yeah. He said, that has now been axed, all due to coming from superherohype.com.
Wow. So that was all fake.
Yeah, you just ignored that contraction, that N apostrophe T.
It actually comes from comicbook.com, but superherohype.com is reporting.
Well, that's where I read the original report, superhero.
Yeah, I think you ignored the contraction.
The Russo brothers N apostrophe T isn't in Avengers Endgame. I don't know which brother it was that said that, but apparently they both come to terms on this situation.
I'm glad, though.
Yeah, I think it's too soon, man.
Yeah, let this whole thing rest. That was one good thing about Spider-Man. I mean, yeah. It was a good like follow-up to like what happened with the snap and everything.
Yeah.
That was the best thing, and probably the best thing about it.
I did enjoy it.
I think with, like you said, I think it's time that we get a new comic thing, you know,
yeah,
to step up to the plate right now, because I think we're fiending to like find more stuff.
Yeah, we're looking for stuff now.
Yeah, now
did
we
you
won't
notice
get...
the rock underneath Tony's foot?
Yeah,
like the thing.
All this stuff has been happening. There? It was just the Blu-ray came out. Everybody's been like, "Oh yeah, look, it's got to be there." You know?
I have no know. No. Just surprise me. Yeah. Bowing out of the.
You know what I'm actually curious about? I was Googling it to see if I missed anything, but like, when are we getting another trailer for the Joker movie? Because that's coming out. Real
yeah,
soon.
That should be coming out.
And apparently it's going to be, it's its own thing, but it's actually tied into, like, all the DC stuff. So he's a Joker that inspired these other Jokers.
The other Jokers?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure he inspired Jared Leto's Joker in Suicide Squad. So, or maybe, you know, I feel like Suicide Squad Joker is Robin.
What?
Remember?
You think so?
Yeah. Like, instead of doing Red Hood... Or the Arkham Knight, they're doing, you know, he's just Joker.
What?
Watch, Instead did you never look at his tattoos? There's a tattoo of the Robin with the knife through it.
Jared Leto's character.
Yeah, is Robin.
Okay. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Joker, he was corrupted by Joker at
and
some
he
point.
Became
Batman
a Joker.
Killed, yeah, Batman
Got
killed
you.
Joker. Because you even got to pay attention to, you know, the stuff that, that Batman said in the movie. He was just like, when he's talking to Alfred in Dawn of Justice, uh-huh. Batman v Superman,
yeah.
He said, how many heroes do we know? How many of them stayed that way or something like that?
Hmm.
Or he said something about trust or loyalty or something like that. He's
yeah,
just like,
did he?
You know, how many people stood that way? Like, because, you know, he's at that point in his Batman career where he doesn't trust anybody.
Yeah.
So, and then he looks up at, and then, you know, he has that Joker, that Robin suit with the ha-ha-ha all over it.
Yeah, I noticed that. So. That might be, this is why
this is why I need to be on the writing team, man.
This is why Joey needs to be
I might
be
not
in
be
the
as
studio.
Articulate as some of these writers are, but yo, I mean, I'm getting to the point.
You need to be in the studio, man. We got to get you in there. Listen.
If they want to save it, man, if they want to save this Batman movie, first off, I don't think they should have got rid of Ben Affleck, and hopefully I think, you know, if I could pitch something like that. Bring Ben Affleck back because he wasn't a bad Batman.
I like Ben Affleck as Batman.
You don't think so?
No, yeah. He was a really good Batman.
I think it was a decent, like old moody.
Now
mean
I liked
Batman.
I liked his Batman a little bit better than Christian Bale's. Michael Keaton. Whoa. Well, Michael Keaton would always be Batman to me.
Michael Keaton is Batman.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, but you like it better than Christian Bale's?
You gonna pass the controller, bro?
Did I lose?
Yeah.
Oh wow! Finally, right?
Well,
I wasn't even paying attention. Yeah, like Christian Bale's Batman was cool. I just think he forced the voice too much.
Yeah.
Where yeah, that was it.
Wow.
So do one way.
Fix your camera, Terry.
Yo, like, are you, like, that's, like, his Batman sounded like Apocalypse should have sounded.
Yeah.
Yo! Thank you.
That's what the problem
Thank
was.
Thank you.
That's how Apocalypse should have sounded.
Yo. Yeah.
Well.
But, yeah, Ben Affleck, man, if they brought Ben Affleck back and they redid this whole Batman thing, like, the Robert Pattinson one is going to be obviously a throwback Batman, like when he's, I guess it's going to be like Batman year one.
Yeah.
But man, I just hope Ben Affleck can come back. If they could do a dope script with Jared Leto's Joker, because, I mean, I don't think he was amazing. I don't think he had enough screen time.
No, he didn't have enough screen time. Yeah. It was interesting.
You couldn't really grasp it, so you really didn't know what to make of it.
It's interesting the spin they took on it.
Yeah.
You know.
Which I like it. It's a modern day twist.
Yeah.
He's got all these tattoos on him. He looks like, you know, you put out a mixtape tomorrow.
He was like emo.
He was 6'9 before 6'9.
Yeah.
You see?
He was the predecessor.
For real. You know what I mean? He was gang affiliated. Yeah. He was thugging it.
Yo. Had a little side chick.
Yo, side chick treating, you know, Harley Quinn really bad. Leading her on. Like,
that's the type of dude that would be with somebody like Harley Quinn, though.
Yeah.
I've lost many, many courtships out to thugs who got in the girl's head.
I just didn't like how they killed Common, though. That was messed up.
Did they kill Common in the movie?
Yeah, he murked him.
Well,
he set
which
him up, though.
It?
He was trying to put Harley Quinn on him, and then
Which movie?
You want to touch my girl?
We're talking about Suicide Squad.
That was, first of all, he was pipping his girl off, and then killed the guy for try for you know. You sure you want me to do this?
Yeah.
Like, come on, dog.
That's man, cool. The little beam is murking me.
Iron Man is like super overpowered. Him and Nova are like super overpowered in this game.
Doing the most on here. How you feel about this though?
I knew I was gonna get.
But
it.
I will say, I do enjoy Injustice a little bit more than this.
Than what?
Yeah.
Than this.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah, Injustice is definitely better.
Oh, we can pop in Injustice.
And the storyline is like,
the storyline in Injustice, the video game is awesome.
It's
awesome.
Yeah, I think you need to watch the clock because somebody has to be on the radio.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have to sign off in a minute.
No, we good. Yeah, 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Wild 94.1. 7 to midnight.
That's right. Check them out, Joy
app,
Franchise.
Free.
Well, drop all your
all that at Joy Franchise on Twitter and Instagram. Follow. I'm down to talk more Marvel stuff.
That's right.
More we're theories. All. More stuff I can suggest for scripts
this,
in the future.
This man is. I think you're already writing stuff. I think you're John Favreau. You're not telling us.
We talk. Remember, you're going to be my editor.
I'm going to check you hard.
That's what I need. That's what
just,
I need.
Just
that's
to get revenge for Darmus for what you did to him.
You better start writing. You better start, you know, editing some really dope stories because, you know, we try to get this movie money.
Yeah that's right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I'm gonna
bring the whole team on. That's what we're gonna happen.
I can see myself in the room. You know,
I'm gonna be in the room, suggesting little things here and there.
Tarek, what do you got working on? What are you working on? What's cooking in Tarek's world?
I'm shooting next week.
Your own show?
My own little movie. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm shooting next Friday. I'll be in New York this Friday for a underground show at a speakeasy, which is a secret location. But if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see where it
promote
is.
Promote it.
I'm not supposed to tell people where it is.
Why not? Because
that's how they do it. That's how they do it in New York.
Yeah, New York is very exclusive, man. It's how New York is.
Yeah.
It's very exclusive. If you know, you know.
In like a couple years.
Yeah, you got it.
Actually, man, maybe like 3 or 4 years.
Been in the city. So I got that going on, and that's what I got popping off.
That's dope, man. That's great. That's awesome. Too bad you can't promote it like that, but I guess.
Oh, and also next week I'll be performing at the Tampa Bay Theater Festival.
There you go.
Doing some stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah. I saw that, yeah. What is that on Saturday?
That will be on a Sunday.
Oh, I'm going then.
Yeah, that'll be on
a
Sunday.
Yeah, I need that info, so we're going. Me and
Saturday?
Joey are going.
Yeah,
it's Sunday. Me and Joey are going.
Yeah, next Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, for sure.
Yeah, for dope, we're going. So, drop that all that info again one more time.
Performing at Tampa Bay Theater Festival next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be at HCC, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in New York. It's going to be in the Lower East Side. I know that. New York Underground Festival. We can't tell you the location, but it'll be on Friday at 8 p.m.
Calling a name.
Yeah.
All right. Of course, if you didn't know already, I DJ. My Nocturnal Life as a DJ, you can follow me at DJ Speedy JR. And if you want more of the nerd stuff, you can follow the Facebook. I kind of share more of the nerd stuff on my regular Facebook page. Also, follow us, Geek Culture Congress on Facebook. We have Instagram as well, Geek Culture Congress. And thank you so much. Thank you so much to all the people at Checkpoint XP, Beasley XP, all the Beasley Media Group people who made this possible. Thank you so much for including us and thinking about us. And hopefully we can do more of these, and hopefully we could do this on a regular basis.
Man, with that.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
So thank you guys so much. Signing off. Forget the theme song. It's all right. The computer locked up on me, so it's all right. No theme song today. Signing off of Geek Culture Congress and Checkpoint XP. Have a good one, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And next week, we'll hopefully bring some new news and breaking news and whatever we want to talk about. Hopefully, by the time next week, me and you will watch The Boys and we'll be caught up.
I definitely want to do like a spoilery.
Yeah, we'll do a spoiler full.
Yeah.
You know, we just like to ruin stuff for people.
I'm going to jump on that. I'll do a free trial at Amazon Prime. Yeah.
See you guys. Signing off. Checkpoint XP. Have a good one.
Peace.
Everyone, Geek Culture Congress, listening on the feed. Have a good one, guys. See you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.